Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Gillian, and I'm the owner of Blue Sea Care Services. And today I have Anne Larchy with me for our first podcast, From Coping to Care, with expert advice for complete well-being. So Anne, you're very welcome. Happy to have you here. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Anne Larchy. I'm a weight loss and healthy lifestyle coach. It's not something that I've been doing all the time. So in my past, I used to work in the corporate world. So I've done a big career change 10 years ago. I live in London, UK, and I've been here in London for the past 18 years, I think. So I made a big career change to, you know, leading a healthy lifestyle and how to do it.
Very good. So we're going through these stressful times at the moment with COVID and lockdown. So what would you suggest to people to help improve their day-to-day lifestyle?
Keep moving as much as possible. I know, I don't know in the US, but at least in the UK, we are urged to go out at least once a day to do some exercise, get some fresh air. I think quite a lot of the research has shown that actually a lack of vitamin D makes things a bit worse. So get some sunshine and get into the outdoors is one big thing. But also, as we all inside and indoors, is just eat healthy food as well and just relax and just enjoy and stay in contact as well, in my opinion. You know, as much as it is probably internet contact, it is massively important as well.
Yes. And tell me, how did you start on your path and how did you find out about how to stay healthy?
So I was struggling myself when I was working in the corporate world. So I thought I was too busy to be healthy. And it's one of those things that often we've been told that, you know, we're busy, there's no time. And so we tend to eat out much more than we used to in the past. We, you know, there's food as well is not what it used to be in the past. And when you're busy, it's hard to exercise or you feel you don't have the time to exercise.
Yes, very true. And you've come up with this 5-step system.
Yeah.
Can you explain to us a little bit more about that?
So when I tried myself, but also with my initial clients that I worked for, I had this thing that, you know, if you exercise and you eat well, you should lose weight, you should be healthy. But slowly I realized that actually we all know what we should be doing. The question is why we don't do it. And so I thought there must be more than just, you know, diet and exercise or food and exercise, whatever you want to call it. And so I looked at myself and my own habits and I realized that unless I change my habits, things are not going to change. Unless I change my thinking and my mindset, things are not going to change. And on top of that, there's also sleep and stress that is very, very important when we come to a healthy lifestyle. You might eat as well as possible. You might exercise regularly. But if you don't sleep at night or you massively stress, that's going to have an impact on everything in your health as well. So there's much more I realized to, you know, diet and exercise to be healthy. And so I came up with I call it 5 steps, but it's actually 5 aspects of life in general, which is mindset, habits, nutrition, exercise, sleep and stress, which I put together because they're quite related.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. And it's done good for you in your personal experience?
In my personal experience, yes, it's kind of changed my life, really. So it's not just about, you know, the weight and everything. It's about confidence. It's about self-esteem. It's about energy. It's about well-being and how you feel within yourself that that's important. So for me, although I am a weight loss coach, I think weight loss is just a byproduct of living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Very nice. And tell me, how would you advise people to change their mindset?
It's an interesting one, because we have this idea of what being healthy is. And most of us, when we try to be healthy, we are looking for someone to tell us what to do. But actually, it has to come from within. So yes. For me, it's a way of looking inside yourself and trying to understand why you do certain things, as opposed to comparing yourself to other people, because we're all different. So it's really about looking at inside ourselves, improving ourselves, looking at our self-talk as well, the way we talk to ourselves. And we all talk to ourselves. The question yes. is, how do we talk to ourselves? In a positive way, in a negative way? And most of us, without realizing, we're actually really harsh on ourselves. So it's really about looking at how we act, taking ownership of our own actions. So, you know, being in control and making sure that we're making choices. Everything we do in life is making choices. Somehow, when it comes to, you know, being,
you know, being healthy,
I hear some people say, suddenly, that glass of wine was in my hand, and obviously I couldn't stop myself from drinking. Well, we have the choice. So it's really about being more aware of what you do and then understanding why you do certain things and then making those changes.
Yes. Self-care is very important these days.
Oh, my God. Self-care, especially today. I mean, obviously, it's important all the time. But especially today, it is massively important. We all know that the healthier we are, the less, for instance, with COVID, the less chances we'll have of maybe not of catching it, but having, you know, some symptoms from it. So definitely. And also, we can't be the best person we can be for us and for others if we don't take care of ourselves.
Yeah. And how do you think we can manage to keep it on top of our priority list?
Just every day having some kind of routines for certain things. So you wake up in the morning. We all learn as we, you know, grow up to get up in the morning, brush our teeth or have a shower or, you know, have breakfast. Those kind of stuff become habits. So it's really about building new habits around self-care, having, you know, 10 minutes at certain time of the day to do something for yourself. Read a book before going to bed instead of, you know, scrolling the internet again and again and again. Those kind of stuff. So really instauring new routines that you can do on a regular basis. And remembering that, as selfish as this might sound, but you come first, because if you're not the best possible person, it has a ripple effect on everything and everyone.
True.
You know, everything and everyone.
Family, life, everywhere, work, everywhere.
Everywhere.
In all walks, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
totally.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit, you published a book.
I did, yes.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about the book and what we can get from it?
Sure. So I wanted to spread my message a little bit wider. So obviously the best way to do it was through a book. The book works with you through my 5 steps. So throughout the book, there are lots of questions to answer, which will make you think, which will challenge you sometimes, which will make you realize certain things that you're doing without even thinking about it, because we can't forget that whatever we do today is habits we build over time. So it will, you know, coach you and ask you questions to think in depth about what you currently do, why you do it, what works, what doesn't work, how you can change things. And by the end of it, you will have your own plan on how to make changes and how to implement it.
Very nice. You have any advice for seniors living at home during these lockdown COVID times to help in their self-care and their personal feelings?
So first of all, try and stick to some kind of a routine. And that's not just for seniors, it's for everyone. I mean, life has changed so much. So build some kind of a routine. So instead of, you know, saying, well, I'm not doing anything tomorrow, so I might as well stay up very late. Try and stick to some kind of time schedule.
Yeah.
Really make sure that you eat well as much as possible. And move, you know, there's on the internet, you will find lots of exercise classes on YouTube. I have one of my clients who I helped to find senior classes on YouTube, and some of are easier, some are harder. But, you know, you only need 10, 15 minutes of movement, and that's true. Great. And please, you know, use technology if you can to stay in touch with your loved ones.
Yes. And tell me, our audience would love to know how to reach out to you to gain more information. How do they go about doing that?
So I have a website. And my website is annearchy.com. So it's annearchy.com. Otherwise, if you're on social media, I'm everywhere to be found as well, be it Facebook, be it LinkedIn, Instagram, a little bit of YouTube, something I'm working on.
Great. Well, listen, I thank you for your time today, Anne. It was wonderful talking to you. And I wish you every success. And I hope someone has taken away something from this podcast we're offering. And I thank you for your time.
No, thank you very much. And my book is on Kindle and on, you know, to be bought on Amazon as well. 5 Simple Steps to Releasing the Real You. So.
Very nice. Thank you, Anne. Thank you very much. Thank you.